And hi and welcome to another downloadable interview for Folkin.com. Friday, it's getting worse. I've had lots of beers now and I'm just about struggling on. Only one more day to go. And I've just met up with the ultimate band for a festival. I've got to say, one of the most blistering sets I've ever seen at Croperty. It's only Pete and Diesel, isn't it? Hello, lads.
Isn't it, lad? Isn't it?
Honestly, what a reception, though. It's been really good. Like,
there's no much reception on the phone. Like,
there's no much reception on the phone.
We've been trying to upload a picture for half the day.
I Facebooked out and it's still going round in a circle. Yeah. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah. I'm still trying to send a message since yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Lads, you did such a great set. I mean, I just happened across you on a documentary that was on telly. And at the first, I thought they were having a laugh, aren't they? That's not actually real. But as it went in, it was like, that's brilliant. You know what I mean? Yeah. And starting in your front room and then Facebooking it, and you've gone mental, haven't you? I mean, right across Scotland and beyond now. And the way you do things, lads, I mean, honestly, it's just like, get up there, sit down and bloody play. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I love that. It's got that kind of punky ethos to it, isn't it? And are you sort of old punk rockers yourself? Did you grow up with that sort of music?
Definitely. We grew up with old school music, definitely before CDs.
Yeah,
so we're trying to create the old school sound a wee bit more than the modern sound. Yeah. Keith, our sound engineer, he's very modern sound, but we need it in this day and age, I think.
I think the only reason we became punk was because Boyd's guitar's so loud.
That's right, and distorted.
That's a punk. He's the punk. We're the folk.
I don't know what they would do without the guitar. They'd have to.
It'll be a Cayley band.
It'll be just a Cayley band.
Right.
But the thing about it, right, is I'm in a band and I've got a four-piece, right? So I've got me on guitar and I love it. I crank up to the hill. I've got PV valve amps and it's quite punky. I've got a mandolin player who's nice and pretty and he plays acoustic and a couple of squeeze boxes. And I've got a bass player and a drummer. The thing is, when my bass player can't make a gig, I think, it's going to be crap without a bass player. But you just don't need it, do you? He was like,
I think like Uli plays, he plays drums and percussion all in one. With he plays.
Who's he?
Innes, he plays. He plays.
Mordo, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Innes.
Kenny Uber going your own way.
I'll just continue here now.
Anyway, I thought I was saying, like, Uli plays percussion and drums at the same time.
Yeah.
Innes plays bass and melody at the same time.
On the keyboard,
so he's got chords going on. He's playing like a piano and he's got the bass line as well.
Yeah.
And with me, I'm playing chords and also melody.
You're lead, well, as well. Lucky tonight.
Yeah, he plays chords, riff.
We all played two instruments at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. That's how we managed to get away with the sound that we get. Yeah,
it's certainly a brilliant sound. And what I also love about it, you don't stand up; you just sit there. It's really cool.
Yeah, we're the only band that sit down.
I love it.
Yeah, people think it's ridiculous, but no option.
It's all right, you know. I mean, there's a few benefits to that. Obviously, if you're right out of your bonds, you know, it's better to sit down than stand up.
And he walks around with a cable thinner than my hair, and I'm like, I don't trust that cable. He's got, I've got a spare. Yeah. And I've got I'm like in a spaceship when I sit down in my seat. I've got like surround sound all around me.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
What's this got to do with the interview?
Well, he's asking about us.
About the guitars and stuff, So you're sitting there with your amp around you. Mm. Have you got effect pedals?
Just a couple.
A couple, yeah. Because it's
very limited.
I use one for my solos.
Yeah.
And the other one's a tuner. Yeah. And the other one's just reverb, just depending on the room. Yeah. Sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, because it's kind of quite a basic sound. But some of the guys here that have the weekend, it's like they've got a bloody crappy crank.
Yeah.
I've done that myself. I've pressed the wrong bloody well and I've got some weird sound coming out. You know what I mean?
Or like,
I trip over my cable.
We do have a wee cheat. We've got another pedal going to a DI box.
Right,
it's not even going through my amp. Go straight through the monitor.
Yeah, so you get.
Yeah, but that's only to blend it.
Well, that's just for a bit of blending. Yeah. It's not really for.
But the actual guitar sound and everything is basically made with a guitar, a lead, and an amplifier.
That's
and that whammy bar. That is it. There's no effect.
It's like it's right. And you're playing on the piano accordion. Is it something you grew up with, or did you pick it up? Because you sound. It's kind of very folky and very sort of your heritage in that sound.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to it, but I mean, I couldn't afford an accordion until I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
So that's when I got into accordion. And then I started a band when I was 17, and it was kind of folk, but kind of rock-based, but still folk tunes,
It's a great sound. Is it a proper one? It's like, because you get these electronic ones now.
Yeah, no, it is actually.
Well,
proper,
it isn't
yeah.
an electronic one.
No, yeah. it's no, your electronic accordion now has.
They're MIDI.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Like, it's got no reeds or nothing in it, your electronic accordion.
Oh, mine's it's
an
actual, electronic.
Yeah,
mine's
totally.
Oh,
mine is a full on acoustic accordion with the MIDI fitted onto it.
Yeah, so
like it still plays as an original accordion.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference because it's got a soul to it. You know, like I've seen it around the circuit and even supporting us. We've had bands that have got like this thing, and you don't even have to squeeze it because it's all MIDI controlled and all that. And the driving force behind it, all your drums, mate. Come on, you kick some ass, don't you, with those drums?
Yeah, well, it's again, drumming wasn't really my first instrument. I was a frontman and guitar player when I came through school. And myself and Innes were in a band, and it was actually Innes, the lead singer of the band, that got me onto the drums properly, onto the kit. That's when I first played the drums and played it for 10 years and loved it and just been going leaps and bounds since then. Like, it was a pipe band drumming I grew up with.
Oh, yeah.
Scottish pipe band drumming, so.
All that rattly snare.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of our kind of sound comes from as well, you know. But yeah, no, it is what it is.
But I loved you guys. And
Straight and basic. And
do you all write the songs, or was it just you?
Just
they lock you in a room until you come out with some songs.
I have to lock myself in a room.
We need to start locking you in a room, man.
I've tried that, like. See when people make you write a song, it just doesn't work. You just go round in circles playing shit songs, you know?
Yeah.
Once something comes to your head, it's usually something that's been circling your head for a while and you don't even know it. And then all of a sudden it turns into a song.
It's one of those things, sometimes it's 4 or 5 years back, isn't it? And then you get that little riff I did or whatever. You know, with me, I've got a terrible memory, so if I do something...
And then you see someone do something absolutely stupid and then...
Yeah.
You don't write about them, but you just blame it on someone else.
Blame it on someone else.
Tell the story, you know.
And I've got to say, brilliant set. Halfway through, you not only did he get stung by a wasp, but didn't you?
No, I did.
Well,
if I would write a song about wasps, there'd be a lot of bloody swears in it, that's for sure. Yeah. It could be fucking sting bang ow, fuck off, fuck off.
He's off on one. That's cool.
You can edit it out anyway.
It's a shame.
He doesn't want to be working on for a day and a half.
Talking about locking myself in the studio, I'll have to get in there and do that. But I loved it all, brilliant. And what's now for you guys? Gigs everywhere, I'd imagine, isn't it?
We're winding down now. We're going to get a wee break for a while. We've just got the odd thing really now up until Christmas. And then we go on tour with Gogol Bordello.
Are you going out with Gogol Bordello?
We're going on tour for 10 days.
Fantastic.
With them.
With the band, yeah.
So we're touring around the UK with them. So that should be good fun.
You're going to be everywhere then. So it's all come out of Scotland, spreading across.
And
festivals must be great for you, isn't it?
I love festivals.
Because you're a festival kind of band, isn't it? It's like, you know, get them out in mid-afternoon when they're all sitting there, wake them all up. You know what I mean? It's great.
Festivals can be great for stadium when it comes to playtime.
Yeah,
you know, when it comes to showtime, you're like, you don't have a clue what's going on, but like when you set up your own gig, you know exactly what's happening.
When you come in,
you've only got 10 minutes to get everything right, you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, even the where you go with it.
Like the organisation behind festivals sometimes, like your arrival times, your gates, getting in and out, getting passes, speaking to people, mixing
really
with other bands, swapping, you know, risers, that's all difficult.
He's talking about Glastonbury.
I wouldn't advise you to go to Glastonbury.
It's
difficult.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Have more than 5 minutes to spare before you play your gig.
The thing about Glastonbury is all right if you're someone one of the main legends and they're just flying by helicopter.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway,
somebody coming in.
Yeah, no, it's been great talking to you, lads. Keep going. New album out soon. Is there an album?
Maybe not soon, but at some point.
Keep touring. Keep doing the gigs, lads.
We're working on it.
Get it out.
We've just been gigging for that long, we haven't had a chance.
No, you're legends, boys. Well done. A brilliant
set.
Loved you to bits. Thanks for talking
to us,
lads.
Right.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, lads.